Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Martha the Vandellas, R. Dean Taylor, Glass Knight and the Pips, The Temptations and the Velvettes, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists with a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label.
With Tom Fallon.
Oh, didn't make it true. I'm playing by the rules. I come apart, baby, but now I'm fine. I'm checking trouble, sugar, moving down the line. I come apart, baby, but that's okay, 'cause trouble man, sweat me, babe.
Get lost in
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Never Had a Dream Come True, and they reached number 25 in the United States pop charts from 1970. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Trouble Man, reaching number 7 from 1972, and that song was the title song from the movie starring Robert Hooks called Trouble Man. And we started with Diana Ross on the RCA record label Missing You. They reached number 10 from 1984, and that song was dedicated to Marvin Gaye, and it was written and produced by Lionel Ritchie. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 song at the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the second one this hour, Beat It by Michael Jackson. Well, Beat It was produced by Quincy Jones with co-production by Michael Jackson, and it was the third single from the singer's sixth solo album called Thriller, released in 1982. Interestingly enough, Eddie Van Halen played the song's distinctive overdriven guitar solo, but was prevented by his record label from appearing in the music video. Well, Beat It was a platinum-certified 45, and it received the Grammy Awards for Grammy Award of the Record of the Year and Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, as well as two American Music Awards, and the song was inducted into the Music Video Producers Hall of Fame. Well, Beat It propelled the album called Thriller into becoming the best-selling album of all time. Well, here is Michael Jackson with Beat It, right here on Motown.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. You want to be tough, better do what you can. So you wanna be bad, just beat it, beat it, beat it.
Motown memory from R. Dean Taylor, and that was My Ladybug, Stay Away From That Beetle. Beetle was spelled B-E-A-T-L-E. It was recorded released in 1964. It didn't chart, but was a catchy tune. Before that, Martha of the Vandellas and Love Bug, Leave My Heart Alone, another Bug song, and that reached number 25 from 1967. And we started with Michael Jackson's number one smash hit, Beat It, on the Epic record label. Eddie Van Halen played lead guitar on that song, and that song won the 1983 Grammy Award for Record of the Year. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists with a top 40 song after the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the third such artist this hour, with Glasnight and the Pips and Midnight Train to Georgia, right here on Motown Memories.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. He said he would. I'm
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memory.
I can't get next to you.
Motown memory from the Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist. That was their highest charting song, Needle in a Haystack, reaching number 45 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1964. They only had two charting songs during this period. Before that, The Temptations and I Can't Get Next to You, number one from 1969, and it was their second of four number ones they had on the Motown record label. And we started with Gladstein and the Pips and Midnight Train to Georgia, number one from 1973, their only number one hit, and that was on the Buddha record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom. And for this half hour, we featured three Motown artists with a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three such artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.